What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the For the Numbers podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Lochner, and we're back. We're talking best ball, baby. Here we go. Best ball summer's right around the corner. Right now, we're in the thick of best ball spring. Is that a thing? I don't care. I'm making it a thing. We've got these amazing pre-draft drafts going on in the underdog lobbies. You can find me in the lobbies at Lochner NFL if you want to jump in. Just sign up and use code FTN. You will get up to a $100 deposit match if you use code FTN on Underdog. Come take me on. And you know, Best Ball Mania is going to drop soon. They usually drop it right around draft time, April, May. So that's coming up probably in about a month. But today we're talking about old running backs. The least exciting topic, maybe. I don't care. We're doing it anyway because you know what? These guys, they are the established veterans. The Bijan Robinsons, they're more exciting, but these established veterans, they're going later in drafts, and a lot of movement can happen with them throughout the offseason. Right now, we've got two specific topics. Number one is 30-plus-year-old running backs that I actually like targeting in these drafts so far this year. That's you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to like 30-year-old running backs, but there's a couple of them that I do. And then number two, this is important leading up to draft day. I think there are three backfields led by veterans right now that they might lose their job on draft night. So if you're doing some of these pre-draft drafts, you want to be careful of drafting these players right now. Their price is suppressed because I think most people know that their job is not completely secure. But if they do, you know, if these teams do draft a running back, their price is going to drop even more. So you're going to want to find out who these three running backs are that you need to be careful of. We're also going to talk a little bit, maybe we'll start a little bit with the recent news, just the fantasy impact of Stephon Diggs going to the Houston Texans. Obviously, this is huge, huge news. It impacts so many fantasy relevant players. As you already know, the Texans acquired Stephon Diggs from the Bills. They now have a nasty receiving core. Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Noah Brown even had those pop-off games in the middle of last season, if you remember. Robert Woods is still there. CJ Stroud at quarterback, absolutely loading the talent up around Stroud on his rookie contract. Love what the Texans are doing, just from a real football perspective. And the question is Steph Diggs the wide receiver one in Houston? Nico Collins seemed to have really established himself as the number one player there. Tank Dell, I mean, he was producing like a wide receiver one, I think, from a scheme fit, more of the wide receiver two. Collins, the wide receiver. Where does Diggs fit into the equation other than just absolutely making this offense loaded? This actually bumps all of these players down from fantasy, though, for a little bit. There are so many viable mouths to feed in Houston. Collins will take a hit. Tank Dell will take a hit. Steph Diggs will take a hit. The only real winner on Houston is CJ Stroud, right? I don't necessarily think that he belongs in the top three conversation. Some other people at FTN do think he's right around there, pointing out that Dak Prescott, who does not produce fantasy points on the ground, Dak Prescott was third in fantasy points per game last year. Is that something that CJ Stroud can accomplish this year? I guess that's reasonable. I mean, that's not a bad comp there. I think Stroud is more still in that QB5, QB6 range. I'm chasing those quarterbacks that have rushing upside, which, you know, is just not there with Stroud. But hey, QB5, QB6, maybe, depending on what you think of Anthony Richardson coming in this year. Stroud, he's safe. He's very safe, and he has that upside. So a lot to like from Stroud. Josh Allen, you know, what's the impact here on the Bills? Josh Allen gets most of his fantasy value from his legs. That's what has made him the QB1 for like 1,000 straight years now. Losing Steph Diggs, though, even though Diggs had a down year was still 1,100 yards for Diggs. He was still the wide receiver one. The wide receiver core suddenly looks not as good in Buffalo. I would expect them to address that in the draft. So I'm reserving judgment on bumping Allen down until we see what happens with the draft. But if you're doing some of these pre-draft drafts, maybe you do take Jalen Hurts ahead of him. Maybe you do take Lamar Jackson. You probably don't take Lamar Jackson ahead of him. Honestly, you're still drafting Josh Allen. Well, I don't even know what I'm talking about. You're still drafting Josh Allen first overall. Allen had already been trending ever so slightly. His ADP had already been trending up. He was being drafted around 22nd overall about 2 weeks ago. Now he's being drafted about 24th overall. Just looking at some empirical data here, Nico Collins went from about 15th overall. He's now at 17th overall. And I think that number will continue to rise because remember, these are averages. we're not far enough into the Steph Diggs impact to know what where these players final ADP will land. Tank Dell has also seen his ADP rise a couple of slots. Steph Diggs actually saw his ADP come down from 24th to 22nd overall. Not sure I agree with that one, though. I don't think Diggs' situation improved. Okay, I know CJ Stroud is amazing, but so is Josh Allen. And there's just more competition for targets in Houston. I don't see this as a good thing for Steph Diggs. And I actually think this will be reflected in his ADP pretty soon. This is something that I monitored. It's interesting. You can search ADP exploration tool or just ADP exploration. It's a free tool that we have where you can track every player's best ball underdog ADP changes over time. We have this data going back to February from those very, very early drafts. When players changed teams in free agency, they got what I call the optimism bump, where their ADP shot up, or I guess down. They were drafted earlier. I guess when you're talking about ADP, it can get a little confusing. They were drafted earlier, right? There was a lot of excitement about these players being on new teams. And then about a week later, their ADP started going up again. So the reality started to set in, and maybe the new situation wasn't as rosy as initially thought. I think that's what we might see with Diggs. His ADP is going to drop, and then I think it's going to rise again because there's too much competition here for me to completely love this landing spot for Diggs. It's amazing from a real football perspective. Diggs will still have some good games, but it's just his best days are behind him. Most people know that. Not sure I would be spending a top two round pick on Diggs anymore, given the amount of competition that he's going to have. Okay, now we're going to talk about some of these old running backs that might lose their job on draft night. The first team I'm looking at is the Dallas Cowboys. Honestly, these players might even lose their job to like Ezekiel Elliott, which would be the most ironic thing of all time. Rico Dowdle is now kind of slotted in as the number one running back in Dallas. That's not going to last. Dowdle is in his fourth year. He has under 100 career rushing attempts. Deuce Vaughn's the other running back on this team. He was a sixth round pick last year. Dowdle's ADP has come crashing down after Tony Pollard left the Cowboys. He was going above the 200 range. Now he's in the 175 range. It's very cheap, right? You're still talking about a very, very late round pick. If Dowdle does end up being the number one running back in Dallas, you're probably going to get a great value here. But the odds of him being the lead back there just seems so, so slim, right? Dallas is a prime landing spot for a rookie running back this year. I'm also looking at Zach Moss on the Bengals. People are kind of excited about Moss. He filled in really well for Jonathan Taylor last year, but only sort of, and then kind of tapered off and was very hit or miss. Joe Mixon's out of Cincinnati. Zach Moss is into Cincinnati. As soon as that happened, there was a 3.5 round ADP bump for Zach Moss. And it has only continued to plummet since then. Before he landed on the Bengals, Moss was being drafted around 165th overall. Now he's being drafted around 105th overall. I'm not so sure his job is as secure as people want it to be, though. I do think Chase Brown is going to have the most high value touches. They only gave him a 2-year, $8 million deal. I'm talking about Moss. That is not starter money. That's in the same range as Samaje Perine, Antonio Gibson, Jamal Williams and a late career Austin Eckler. Moss is not being paid like a starter. I know the Bengals have Jamar Chase they have to contend with. They franchise tag T. Higgins. Joe Burrow obviously has a huge contract. The Bengals are, every team's cap situation is different. I'm just saying Zach Moss is not being paid like a starter. And oftentimes, that means that another player will come in or there will be split backfield duties. Just something to keep in mind with Moss as you're spending a pretty high pick on him, right? Right around 100th overall, there are still plenty of other good players on the board. I will say, though, I think Chase Brown's a better pick. Just throwing that out there. All right, the last vet that I think you need to be a little nervous about before the draft is Gus Edwards on the Chargers. Yes, Harbaugh will just run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Edwards has a very good chance of just being a smash pick. Honestly, I like where he's being drafted right now, right around 125th overall. He was being drafted about 185th overall. So there was like a 6-round ADP jump from his landing spot and then Austin Eckler leaving the Chargers. But Edwards has never been quote unquote the guy. He's been sort of the guy on the Baltimore Ravens. But a lot of that was just a byproduct of players ahead of him getting injured and the Ravens running the ball so much. The Ravens ran the ball. They passed a lot more last year, but they still ran the ball more than any other team in the NFL. Edwards is making just $3.25 million this year. Again, I brought this up with Zach Moss. The contract is just, it's not screaming lead back, 300 plus touch guy. Of course, when you're drafting 125th overall, that's not what you're expecting from Edwards. So again, take all these with a grain of salt, but Edwards is not locked into this role. I think the Chargers, I have them circled as a team likely to draft a running back. All right, let's talk about running backs aged 30 plus that I think you should be targeting in fantasy football this year. The first is Raheem Mostert, the mustard man himself. 18 rushing touchdowns last year. Just signed a new two-year, $9 million deal with the Miami Dolphins, despite the fact that he's going to be 32 years old when the new season starts. He's not the RB1 there. Everyone knows that will be Achan, who, you know, had an insane 7.8 yards per carry last year. He's only 22 years old. He's a full decade younger than Mostert. But Miami loves Mostert. They would not have given him a two-year, $9 million contract if they didn't love him, if they did not plan to use him, especially near the red zone, right? 18 rushing touchdowns last year, just so hyper efficient. He's not going to score 18 again. Of course, everybody knows that. As soon as he signed this deal, his ADP rose about six spots, about a half round. Achan's actually been trending a little bit down. He was going about 17th overall 2 weeks ago. Now he's going about 20th overall. Look, of course, if you just are going to have one Miami running back, you want Achan. But Mostert, I really like where he's going. I definitely am drafting the old man around 90th overall. It's the same range as Austin Eckler, another vet. I would rather have Mostert, Zamir White, Jaylen Warren, Tyjae Spears. Maybe you like some of those younger guys more. Jaylen Warren, if Pittsburgh really takes off with Russ Wilson and or Justin Fields under center. But Mostert, give me Mostert over all of them, except for maybe Jaylen Warren. I can buy the Jaylen Warren hype. All right, the other aged 30 plus RB to circle and draft this year with plenty of confidence is Derrick Henry. He was being drafted about 62nd overall before landing with the Baltimore Ravens. His ADP shot down to right around 38th to 40th overall. The big dog landed in basically the best possible spot he could have landed. Okay, he joins the run first Baltimore Ravens team. Yes, Lamar Jackson had a career high 457 passing attempts last year, but Baltimore still led the league with a 49.9% rush rate. He's 30. He has an enormous amount of wear and tear. His 2030 career rushing attempts rank 42nd all time. Ezekiel Elliott and Adrian Peterson are the only recent players even like close to Derrick Henry in career rushing attempts. He's also Derrick Henry, though. He's scored at least 10 rushing touchdowns in six straight seasons. He's caught more passes the last 2 years, about 30 receptions per year. He wasn't even hitting 20 at any other previous point of his career, so his receiving work has increased about 50%. Of course, he's not going to rush for 2,000 yards again. He might not even hit 10-plus touchdowns again. His yards per carry hit a new low last year. It was just 4.2. He's been under 4.5 yards per carry in three straight years. Look, he's on the decline. Every single person knows that. But that's why he's going in round four right now. You know, he's not going in the first round. He's not going even in the early second round. He's going in the fourth round. Love the landing spot. I'm drafting Derrick Henry. The touchdowns are going to be there. The spike weeks are going to be there. I think most importantly, from a best ball perspective. And Baltimore, they're not going to change their identity, especially after adding Derrick Henry. This is still going to be a team that runs the ball about 50% of the time. Give me at least one more good year out of Henry. There's no other legitimate competition for touches here other than, you know, Lamar Jackson. And near the goal line, give me a break. Henry is a smash draft pick in the fourth round. I don't usually like drafting old running backs. In fact, I basically never do it. So it's a little odd for me to be talking about Mostert and Henry, especially Henry, because he's going in the fourth round. It is still a premium pick. But I think if you start your draft with three wide receivers, and Henry is the first running back you take in the fourth round, obviously you're going to want to get some youth a little bit later at the running back position too. But guys, someone needs to talk me off of this, because this is very against what I usually do. I just love the landing spot. Okay. So you guys got to tell me if I'm crazy or not. All right, that is going to do it for the first podcast of the season for the numbers. I'm hyped for best ball drafts to continue to get more of these, get more of these tournaments, especially after the NFL draft. Cannot wait to see where these rookies land. Cannot wait to see how it shakes up these depth charts. By the way, we have fantasy football depth charts on FTN now. Just Google fantasy football depth charts. You will find it. We're going to keep those updated for you all season long, all off season long, to help you with the drafts. So once again, hop into the Underdog lobbies, find some of our FTN staff in there. I am Lochner NFL. You can use promo code FTN to get up to a $100 deposit match on Underdog. Turn $100 into $200 to come enter a bunch of these drafts and see if you can take home a big prize and take us on. And the last thing, of course, here is check out FTNFantasy.com. We've got DVOA projections coming out very soon. We've got best ball rankings being updated. We've got fantasy football rankings being updated. Strategy articles all off season long. Tons of amazing content. Of course, draft guide too. Jeff Ratcliffe's rookie draft guide is coming out soon. Don't miss any of that. FTNFantasy.com. That's going to do it, everybody. I'm out of here.